We are recording.
All right, it is 8:33 p.m. and we are coming out of executive session at this time. Before we adjourn, does anybody in the board have anything new to bring up or discuss? There was one thing that we had talked about Dr. Nelson about possibly having gold cards for our senior citizens to come to home games and to other school events, and kind of just explain to the rest of the board members. One of the sessions we went to was talking about how to get more people in your community involved and able to see, you know, get them on your campus so they can see what's going on. And I know a lot of people that are still in the community, they have kids and grandkids that have already grown and they have left. And so what a gold card is, if you live in the school district and you are over the age of 65, you can come get a gold card from the school and that will let you in to any home game for free. Mm-hmm. And we thought that was a good way to help out some of our elderly, the grandparents that come to the games anyway, and some people that haven't been to a game in years, just to come to the game, come for free, see what we're doing, see our campus. And I think that will be a really good idea to looking for ahead in the future. Mm-hmm. 2-3 years from now, and if we want to pass a bond, we're going to need votes from everybody in the community.
Yes.
So
yeah. That's something I can research.
And I was thinking, okay, how would we do this? But going to the senior center or the people that do Meals on Wheels is how we could get those cards out.
Yeah, and I know Cindy does the food distribution. She has houses she takes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can promote it. I don't know, I have a 92-year-old grandma that had a stroke and is on Facebook every day because that's what she does, and her mind is as sharp as ever, and she, you know. So, I mean, we could promote it that way do things. And
what a sweet invitation to be a part of what's going on in the community when a lot of times it older citizens are more isolated.
They feel disconnected from what they were a big part of.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and I'm thinking that, like, when their children and grandchildren come home to visit, they can say, hey, this is what's going on, Lorenzo. Mm-hmm. And it might be a way of getting, you know, encouraging kids to come back.
Yeah.
You know, just getting our older folks involved.
Also think, like, in the grand scheme of things, we might get a few more people in our bleachers for games, and what are we going to lose? Like $50 to $100 max off the gate.
You might make it up in the concessions.
Yeah, exactly. So
there'll be some place for them to sit, because I know a lot of them, you know.
Especially at the football games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Even the rent.
Well, I'll just point out, none of this is being discussed for a decision. Just we're brainstorming for y'all to give me some ideas to think about and bring back a discussion with you guys, bring back a presentation to you guys, and we can discuss at that time. We'll have a board agenda item. Is that okay, sir?
What about, can we do it the 29th at the special called meeting?
I can have something ready.
I mean, it won't take very long to get that on the short agenda.
We do need
to
think about accessibility issues, though, too. Just, you know.
Yeah.
I can have that ready.
All right. Does anybody have anything else? All right, it is 8:37. Oh, closing remarks by the superintendent?
I don't have any.
Do I have a motion to adjourn? Rebecca, do I have a second? Tony's with the second. All those in favor? Unanimous.
Oh, I forgot to do I have a plaque?
Oh, he's the golf pro.